It started out as a social studies class project in the fall.
I thought that it was just going to be a small project. We were just going to do it to get the A. Actually, it grew into something enormous. And now even the community is coming in, people from different states, people from, we're hoping to reach out to other countries also. It just blew my mind. I had no idea that we're doing something that crazy.
That's 14-year-old Kevin Ferreira. He's a freshman at the International Studies and Global Economics School of Olympic High. Junior Timon Jackson is the project leader. He says the object was to do in-depth research on AIDS in Africa. The success of the presentation, complete with PowerPoint animation and data, went beyond fulfilling school requirements. Jackson says it converted him and his project partners into crusaders for AIDS awareness.
For me, it was the statistics that made me want to help out and go beyond the classrooms with it. Every 5 minutes, for so now in 2007, every 5 minutes, someone died of AIDS. So that made me really want to go out and help and campaign for them.
The United Nations data shows there have been 30 million deaths from AIDS worldwide since it was first discovered. The figures show in December 2006, in sub-Saharan Africa, 25 million living with AIDS. Southeast Asia had the second largest population with nearly 8 million. 16-year-old Lena Cruz is one of Jackson's project partners.
It's just crazy, the number of people that have it. It's just outrageous.
Their research compelled the students to raise money so people in Africa could learn more about AIDS and how to prevent it. Sophomore Mario Felder saw the project's far-reaching potential.
I thought, oh, this is going to go out there. Why I think we should help is because other country, well, we're trying to help as best we can, and we need other people from here and other people from other countries to help us out.
They decided on T-shirt sales and contacted the One Campaign on Global Poverty and AIDS in Africa. Jackson recently secured the One Campaign's help to disperse the funds to multiple worldwide organizations connected with One. The shirts are going for $10 apiece, and half of that goes to the One Campaign. The rest goes to producing the shirts.
Now, along those lines, we can set up a booth there, too, and sell our T-shirts.
During a weekly meeting, the team brainstorms on raising the profile of their T-shirt selling operation.
The next piece is sort of mine. I had a meeting with the manager of the Park Road Starbucks on Friday, and she really, really wants to come on board and help us out and wants her store to help us out.
So Junior Genesis Tejada says T-shirts can have a big impact.
Not even that they may make a big profit, but also people see them, and it raises awareness. And you remember what you see usually. If you see someone wearing it down the hall and you think that it looks cool or that you like the design, you're going to remember where it came from.
Felder models the shirt, which comes in black or white. Jackson and Ferreira point out a clever twist to the design.
It say on the front that you know what the problem is, and on the back it said, don't just sit around, fix it, help fight AIDS. And on the front, the reason why we got it so maybe blurish, because we want the person to really engage themselves into the shirt. So you can't hardly read it, but from a distance, you can. But once you get close up on it, you'd be like, what did that say?
We want them to concentrate on it.
Yeah.
Concentrate and really see what the message is trying to bring about.
Social studies teacher Brett Haight assigned the research project. He says the kids are driven by a genuine desire to make a difference.
This is something that started completely from the students. It was created by the students. It's been run by the students. All I've done is facilitate. I've answered questions if they've had any.
Word of mouth about the T-shirts is spreading. The group is filling orders from classmates, area businesses, other parts of the state, and throughout the country. A former student of Haight wants to start selling shirts at her school in Switzerland. Jackson says it's not just about making the sale.
Even if you don't buy a shirt, I feel that it's still helping out by knowing that you can tell somebody that don't know about AIDS in Africa, or AIDS in general.
At the end of this month, the group expects to have raised $800. The students plan to keep selling shirts well into the future. Jackson hopes to form a foundation that will make this a self-sustaining effort. For WFAE News, I'm Simone Orendine.